Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elaine Parker, who heads the Job Creators Network, joins us. You remember I talked to Elaine, had a great conversation with her at CPAC, and it jumped out at me, Elaine, that you're one of the voices out there that's reminding people that entrepreneurs and small business are important, and they're really suffering. A lot of them can't hire big lobbying firms to go out and make their voices heard. They're just suffering kind of in silence here. Somebody's got to stand up for them. What are you seeing, you know, as you crisscross the country?
Yeah, great to talk to you again, John.
Of course, yeah.
The Job Creators Network represents the 30 million small business owners across the country, and they employ 60 million people. So right now we've got 90 million people dependent on the success of small business. And they have been on the front lines of this coronavirus. They were on the front lines of the prosperity we were experiencing for the last 3.5 years. And they have been suffering the most on the front lines of this coronavirus. And getting them to get back up and running and get society reopened is just so important. And what we're hearing from our members is that, you know, the Paycheck Protection Program was a helpful program and a bridge back to prosperity. But there are some problems with it. We need to get society reopened. When you think about why we shut down society, why we closed down our economy, if you can believe it, I keep saying, gosh, we're just in an alternate realm. Mm-hmm. You know, just a few months ago, we were experiencing record unemployment, more people working than ever before. The goal to shutting down the economy was to flatten the curve. Now we need to work on flattening the fear and get society reopened.
Yeah, it's been a moving target here. And I asked at the time, if we go back about 8 weeks, I was on the radio saying, hey, let's carve in stone the reason that we're doing this, because something tells me that the target here is going to change and the media and some of our more nefarious politicians are going to assume we've got short-term memory and start changing what the goal is here. And I think that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The bar keeps raising. Again, it was to flatten the curve, not find the cure. And we know a lot more about this virus than we did. And we understand, the infection rate, even the death rate has come down to a level that we understand. And that's not as scary, but the media continues to successfully frighten the public. We know that people who are generally healthy and don't have underlying morbidities and are not over the age of 65 or 70, that they have a 99% chance of recovering if they get the infection, just as we do with the flu.
Yeah.
We can isolate the few, the vulnerable, and still protect the many, instead of isolating the many to protect the few. And that's an important distinction, because there are a lot of other aspects to our society that's suffering. There are people that are going undiagnosed with cancer. There are people are not getting cancer screening. So next year, we're going to be dealing with a catastrophe of people with cancer that was never detected.
We've got detected too late. Yeah.
Detected too late.
What do you think? I hate to ask you to look into the crystal ball. I guess I've been asking a lot of people to do that this morning. But if you fast forward to the end of 2020, do small businesses survive this? Or is that totally dependent on what we do over the course of the next 4 weeks? If we stifle them and keep them shut down, not allow them to function at anything more than 50% of capacity, then they fail. And if we do allow them to function close to normal, they might survive. What are you hearing? What's your prediction?
Look, I think that there were we could see as many as, 20-30% of small businesses that just can't come back from this. Many of them have already shuttered. And the things that we think need to be done for small businesses right now is we need to pass a temporary and targeted payroll tax for them, payroll tax cut for them, or holiday, if you will, for both employers and employees through the end of the year. And what that'll do is it provides a tax cut for small businesses, and it gives a pay bump to the employees. And for those who pay both sides, who are self-employed, they get a 15% pay increase because they're generally paying both sides. And we also need to consider some temporary legal protections, again, that are very targeted for Main Street and strong, because the trial lawyers are already circling. So we can't have restaurants that are opening and, if somebody gets the infection while they're dining, or an employee gets the infection, but the employer has done set up protocols and safety standards and cleaning provisions in place, and somebody still gets infected, they can't be held liable for this. This is a contagious virus, just like the flu, just like any other sickness. And so we've got to pass some temporary protection so that we don't stifle the economic recovery.
And they got to move fast on that. That could be a disaster for us within just a couple of months. Before everything even gets to trial, the cost, the additional cost of trying to defend yourself could be the thing that really pushes people under. I appreciate you shining a light on that. Elaine Parker is the president of the Job Creators Network, and you're welcome anytime, Elaine. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.